Poppin' Bottles. Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm a slightly half asleep Nick.
You look slightly half asleep.
Yeah. 3 hours of non-restful sleep
right.
Last evening.
Fussy baby?
Excuse me. Partially.
Partially.
I mean, it was also the Eagles-Giants game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Which was fantastic in every way.
Yeah, I didn't check I was working, so I didn't check the score until like 2 o'clock in the morning.
It was
pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was an awesome game. So, you know, it was 11:30 or so when I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't fall asleep. Like, I fell asleep and after like 45 minutes to an hour. And then, I don't know, within 15 minutes, screaming Maddie.
Right.
Like, that awful blood-curdling scream. So Sophia had already been in her bed, and so when, you know, they share the room. So Sophia comes walking in. Maddie woke me up. Oh, my God. Damn it. So I bring Sophia in bed with me. Sarah goes in with Maddie. She thinks she gets her asleep, falls asleep for like 20 minutes,
right
back up. And I'd already had to take them both for a drive before the game to get Maddie to sleep because it was that kind of night. And she woke up at like 3, so I'm in the crib then. Like, I ended up getting in the crib because she was so fussy.
Right.
And she fell asleep, so I get out, and then it happened again. And so I'm in it again, and then Sarah comes in, and I'm like, I'm done. I'm like, I'm so tired.
I give up. White flag.
So we just gave her some Tylenol.
Yeah.
You know. End up being a half hour late for work.
Right.
It's, for those of you wondering, it's almost 11 o'clock at night currently while we're doing the show.
Oh, yeah.
While we try to schedule these recordings around our lives, which is
becoming... Life is just way too complicated.
Yeah.
We should just... You know what? Let's just ditch life and just podcast constantly.
I'm sure our wives and our children and families would love that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would be fantastic. Aside from that, let me tell you a little story about today.
An adventure, I hear.
It's Columbus Day.
Right.
And what does that mean? Aside from banks being closed.
Right.
And... No mail?
Were schools closed today?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yes?
I haven't been in school for so long, I can't remember what holidays they're closed on.
I don't remember seeing any school buses this morning.
Right.
But I know that daycare was closed.
Right.
So, typically on Mondays, my mom watches Maddie anyway.
Yeah.
And so I just asked her if she could watch both girls. So, my mom meets me at work, send both girls with her. I was already late, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'll get them. So, you know, going to work. She doesn't tell me what her plan is for the day. So about 45 minutes later, when I'm sitting at my desk, Sarah texts me.
Mm-hmm.
I think your mom took the girls to Highland Orchards, which is a local, obviously, orchard.
Right.
You know, they have, they do hay rides, and they have petting zoo, and, you know, all that fun stuff. Well, fun stuff for kids.
Right.
And Sarah gets a Facebook message from an old coworker. I'm pretty sure I just saw your girls at Highland Orchards.
What? Nice. All of a sudden, there are these little heads bobbing around that I recognize. Thought I should call you.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
All right.
So, she says, I'm pretty sure I just saw your girls at Highland Orchards. So Sarah texts my mom. My mom left her phone in the car, said we didn't confirm until 2 hours later. But my mom comes back with the girls when I'm done work. I was like, heard you got spotted at Highland Orchards. She's like, yep. Sophia had a blast, ran around for 2.5 hours, met a little 4-year-old boy named Tuffy.
Tuffy?
Tuffy.
Okay. Is that like it?
I don't know if it's his nickname or if it's his actual name.
Okay.
But the boy's name is Tuffy.
Is that how he introduced himself?
I don't know. He was with his grandmother. So, all right. So Tuffy and Sophia were running around on the playground and on the little bus holding hands.
Mm.
Listen, Tuffy.
Yeah. What the? What's up, man?
You need to know the rules.
Moving a little
for holding my daughter's
moving in a little
hand.
Quick.
Yeah.
Well, as long as Tuffy isn't, you know, like 35. Yeah. That would concern me.
Yeah, it'd be creepy. As I'll get out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to kill someone.
All right.
So, that was my disappearing children for the day.
Mm. Talk about disappearing children. Somebody, I don't know who, came into our house and took our baby and replaced it with the evil doppelganger of our baby. Although I shouldn't say evil. But obviously a doppelganger of our baby, and I know this because all of a sudden, for some reason, my daughter has decided to not listen to what we say. Like,
how well did she listen before?
Honestly, she listened pretty well. Is I'd say no, or say a difference in parenting. Chris says, "Emma, please don't do that." I say, "Oi, don't do that." And she listens pretty well, you know. And you know, to give you an example, sometimes my phone is laying around. I don't want her to play with it. She used to play with it when she was like a little baby.
Right.
She'd chew on it every once in a while, yeah. But she'll go after it now that she knows how to press buttons and make it do things.
Right? Of course.
So she'll go after it, and I'll move it away. I'll say, "Emma, no, that's not for you." That's my key phrase. My key phrase is "not for you."
Makes sense.
For things that I don't want her to touch, yeah. So beforehand, it's like, okay, move it away, not for you. And she'll stare at it for a minute, and then she'll go find something else.
Right.
Maybe 10, 15 minutes later, she'll come back, and she'll try again. Right? But now it's... the phone is sitting right in front of her. I try not to move it as much, so that she learns to be around it, but still know not to touch it. Right. Right? So she'll grab for it, and I'll say, "Emma, no. Not for you." And she'll look at me, and she'll smile, and she'll put her hand in her mouth, and like,
chewing
on her fingers, and then immediately grab for it again. And then we go through the whole process again, and eventually she just starts yelling at me, basically. And then I start moving the phone, and no matter how many times I move the phone, you know, or... the controller for the PlayStation, controller for the television, that sort of thing.
Right. So. Yeah, we have, with Maddie, the one thing she loves to do the most, it's like she points and she's like, she says, "Go."
Nice.
And, like, if we leave our bedroom door open, the stairwell at the top of the steps, like, to... trying to figure out how to describe how the house is.
Okay.
You can see the second floor from downstairs.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, the steps go up and it's, you know, a spindle railing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the spindle railing continues in the hallway. So there's not a wall before, like, the doors and all that. So you can see, you know, all everyone going in and out of the rooms or whatever. And the stairwell is really wide. Like, it's the widest stairwell I've ever seen inside a house. And we hadn't gotten a gate yet, because the one we had wouldn't fit. Like, it's got to be like 5 to 6 feet wide to fit up there.
Gotcha.
We bought one, can't use it. It was extra high, and the railing comes all the way up to like where to the wall.
Yeah.
At the top of the steps, so we can't. It goes up too high where it goes would bump into the railing.
Figures.
Actually, would go above it. And I was like, can we just unscrew the bot? Like, the railing it's screwed in 3 spots.
Right.
I was like, can I just unscrew the railing, slide it down 2 inches, just so I don't have to go find a new one?
It would make it a lot easier.
Yeah, but, so Maddie will dart, if we close our door, if we don't push it shut, she can fit her fingers in and pull it open, and then she just wants to run to the steps, and...
immediately run to where there is both adventure and danger.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's her big thing. She's also running,
mm-hmm.
and like her shoulders are forward, and she runs like she's a linebacker.
Nice.
I love it when Emma starts running around.
You know, it's funny.
She's been a little wobbly lately. A little bit of a, what we like to call a floppy baby, if you will.
Think back to when we started this show.
Uh-huh.
A year ago. Next weekend.
Yeah, our anniversary's coming up.
Yes.
How about that?
Maddie and Emma were barely 2 months old.
Right.
Well, Emma was just 2 months old. Maddie was coming up on it. That's crazy.
Isn't it?
I mean, you know, you look back then to now. It's kind of insane.
Well, we've been taking a little bit more of a closer look at the developmental actions of our children. Well, we have our anniversary show. Are you getting me anything? You better get me something, you prick.
I am. I'm getting you a Jeff Bogle.
A Jeff Bogle? Oh, I've always wanted a Jeff Bogle.
As long as he does not cancel, which he shouldn't.
Right. Jeff, don't break my heart.
So we had talked about, you know, you said someone took your baby.
Right.
Well, like Sophia's first 18 months, she was awesome. Listened, well behaved.
Right.
Didn't throw tantrums. And then I was like, okay, so the terrible twos started early. 2 years later.
Are you traumatized?
Yeah.
At 3 and a half.
It's just craziness. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Excuse my life on this thing.
Like, she's at the phase now.
Right.
Where I thought we'd be past it. We're not.
I'm hoping it's just like a teething thing or something, you know? Like, maybe she's just, I don't know. Maybe she's just a little grumpy, despite how many times she smiles at me, you know?
She's an angry cat?
Something like
Grumpy cat? Well,
Pat Jacobs record.
Called her. Yeah. Called an angry cat.
A little inside joke if you've never heard the show before.
Actually, I haven't even told you about this yet.
What's that?
My buddy, who I've always referred to as Uncle the John B.
Okay.
My buddy John Burkhead. Him and he and my college roommate Zach do the homebrew.
Right, that's right.
So I talked to Zach. We had been talking about doing a live broadcast while, you know, doing a brewing beer.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even mentioned it to John. So between the two of them, they're homebrew, and they use the name Mason-Dixon Brewery. Zach's in PA, John's in Maryland.
Mm, gotcha.
So that's kind of their thing, and they make some awesome, awesome beers.
That's neat.
So John just launched a beer blog, which I share in the Dad Bloggers group to try to, you know, get him some publicity for it.
That's right.
It's nowfermenting.wordpress.com. Check it out. He does a lot of beer reviews and, you know, talks about a lot of different beer type things. He's only been doing it for like 2 weeks.
Nice.
So he sent a message to me and he sent it to Zach last night. And I never broached the idea about, you know, brewing beer on the show to him.
Right.
And he's like, you know, I'm saying it, since Nick has the podcast and I have the blog, maybe we could do like a Christmas type thing where we'll make a beer, you know, he'll come up, you know, for beer on the show or whatever, and then at Christmas time come back up and we'll do like a tasting and talk about like favorite holiday beers and that kind of thing.
That's awesome.
So if we can work out the logistics, we'll have that coming up, fine folks.
But hey, for our tasting, we should get our good friend from Philly Dad's group,
Alex
Mustico.
Well, he was originally part of the plan,
right?
Which we wanted to do this month,
mm-hmm.
which is not going to obviously happen at this point.
I don't even really know what we're going to do next week.
We're going to have Bogey Bogon.
Besides Bogey, yeah, having the Bogey.
a low-flying bogey.
Well, something that actually Chris and I were talking about the other day is the season's changing. It's getting colder. And we've decided, trademark Chris and Ben Mullen. Not patented yet, but trademark as of right now. Some kind of winter jacket for little ones that works both out of the car seat and in the car seat. So when you're in the car seat, you got the heat turned up on the car, right? You get pretty sweaty back there. Right. You don't want the kid to overheat. Then take out of the car seat, it's really cold. But if you have them in a light jacket because you know it's going to be warm in the car seat, well, then you got to go through the whole shindig of switching it up. Yeah.
Although, and I don't mean to rain on your parade.
No, that's cool. I'm used to it.
Technically, and I don't know a lot of people, I've never actually seen anybody do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to put your child in a car seat with their coat on.
With the coat on, right. Yeah. Well, it's not like a...
I mean, you should put it... You put them in, and then if you want the coat on them, you put it, you know, backwards.
Right. Now, I say coat, but probably when you would look at it, you'd call it like a hoodie. Like a little light sweatshirt type.
Like a slanket? Or, What's the blanket with sleeves? Slanket is the, generic one.
I know what you're talking about. It's on TV all the time.
I can't think of what it's called. And I hope
we
have one.
Do you have one?
Sarah has one. She wanted one.
I hate some of them. Because I got the print on them.
They're terrible.
They look like your Batman or something like that.
They're not comfortable.
I bet.
We'll think of it.
Yeah.
Snuggy.
Mmm. There he is.
I was thinking
I knew it was there. Hey, you gotta punch a hooker in the face? Is that what's going on here? Oh, man.
The better of his infomercials is a slap chop. Because at the end of it, he's like, you love my nuts.
Oh, man.
And that's allowed on TV.
It is. Especially in infomercials. Yeah. 2:30 in the morning. Yeah. But yeah, so getting into cold weather. Don't forget to bundle up your little ones. Yeah. And something that some people have brought up before, conversations I've had with some people on Twitter, that sort of thing. There is such a thing as bundling them up too much.
I can see that.
Like, there is such a thing as, you know, you're worried about the cold, sure, but it's one of those transition things where you shouldn't be bundling up your one-year-old as much as you were bundling the kid up as a newborn. Yeah.
Right.
Because they can, their body temperature doesn't fluctuate as much, that sort of thing. So if you ever get the sense that your little one's getting too hot, even though it's really cold out, just feel free to assess it, you know. You're not going crazy.
Well, I mean, just think about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you put on a jacket, you go outside, shovel, which I'm not looking forward to that happening because it feels like we just did it.
Right.
I feel like I was just...
I remember last winter.
Yeah, I was just shoveling your freaking dumbass. So you could get in your driveway when you tried to go over a foot of snow in your little freaking...
Hey, you know what? I had gotten all of my speed up and I thought it was going to work, but...
One, we lived on a hill. Two, we lived on a hill in a foot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Three, no way in hell your car could do that. And it was hilarious. And Chuck laughed at you.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck laughed at you.
I have a feeling Chuck laughs at a lot of things.
Loudly.
Very loudly.
You guys don't know Chuck. He was our neighbor.
Yeah, that's enough about Chuck. We don't need to talk about Chuck. We don't need to go into that that realm, if you will.
All right.
Yeah.
What else did we say we want to talk about?
Well, real quick, special thanks to the Pottstown Diner, for which we are currently sitting in. enjoying food.
Quite possibly we're the only people in here.
We might actually be the only people in here.
There were a few people in here before.
I mean, it's what, it's midnight?
No.
It's 11
it's
o'clock.
It's 11.
It's 11 o'clock on a Monday night. So, yeah, what do you expect? But much thanks for them letting us record here. Couldn't go to Shorty's because they close at like 4 o'clock.
They close at like 2, don't they?
I don't think they do that. They used to.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
But if they stayed open for dinner, they'd make bang. They'd make some awesome food.
They're crazy. I'd go. I know that much.
What else do I want to talk about this week? There's stuff going on and I can't remember.
Right. I had so much at like the forefront of my brain.
I don't really have much going on in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Let me just pull something up here.
A quick update on the Life of Dad Fantasy Football League. I'm not doing well. After today, I think I'm 2-4. And as far as the teams that I like, obviously the Eagles are doing really well. 4-1.
5-1.
5-1. Just
what are you, Jason Pierre-Paul? Doesn't know how to do math.
Hey, look. It's late. Okay.
I know.
It's late. The Bills, however. They're stressing me out.
That's why you don't be. That's why you're not a Bills fan.
3-2 is not bad. I'm okay with that. As a beginning of the season thing, but I think it's time to step it up a little bit.
It's the Bills.
More repair?
Well, yeah.
Sure. Thank you.
I have hope. they started off their first two games really, really well.
And then they bench CJ Manuel in court in favor of Neckbeard.
So I'm not really sure why. But, because, I mean, it's not like he does any better or any worse.
I know. And so. You draft Emmanuel to be your quarterback.
Right. So, we'll see how it goes.
And what does Neckbeard give you? Kyle Orton, his Neckbeard.
Neckbeard itch. You get that itch going on.
Well, I don't ever have that problem.
Right underneath your
I can't grow enough of a beard to do that.
Right, that's true. Speaking of which, hey, transition into Movember is coming up.
It is.
And we're obviously going to be participating yet again.
Looks like you
going
started.
Are you going handlebar again? Doing the biker dude
we'll
thing?
We'll see. Yeah. I'm creepier when I don't.
Right.
And I think this year I want to go as creepy as possible.
Mm.
I mean, I could go full Charlie Chaplin, also known as the Hitler.
Also known as the Hitler, yeah.
I prefer Charlie Chaplin.
That'll go over real well at work. Let me tell you.
Totally will.
And with your in-laws, too. That'll be great.
Well, my sister-in-law, my brother's wife,
yeah,
was Jewish.
Mm.
My boss is Jewish. So,
you're just going to be on the tops of lists. Yeah. I don't know what kind of lists, but you'll be at the top.
Bad ones. You get fired from life. As you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to just grow a wicked one.
I'll do my best. You can't push perfection.
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to tell you to grow a wicked one.
Wicked as in, like, curl it at some point?
Shit, yeah.
I'm down for that.
Curl it up.
I'm down for that. So I'll have to pick up some wax. Some mustache wax.
Let's see what else we got going on.
Yeah, it's a slow week, man. It's a slow week.
Yeah.
Slow show for a slow week. We'll put it that way.
I'm just living in a constant state of exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get a good night's sleep to save my life. You know, aside from, like I talked about last week with the girls sharing one room.
Mm-hmm.
when they do go to sleep, Sophia has been still insisting on sleeping in our bed.
Right.
I just want one night where nobody comes in my bed or wakes me up, and I can get a good, you know, I'd settle for 6 hours.
That sounds nice. Yeah, this working third shift stuff is killer. Still not used to it yet.
Well, you're only doing it a few days a week, and that makes
it's 3 days a week now, yeah.
That makes it a tad difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I did it years ago, I didn't work like you're working like the 10 to 6:30 one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine wasn't that. I was doing like 7:30 to 4.
Mm.
But I also did like 7:30 to 4, 7:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I did 7:30 p.m. to noon, which is hellish.
That's rough, yeah.
Yeah. But I did it like for the most part, it was part-time. Like it was my second job, worked like 4 nights a week. And that's like, it throws your body clock off, especially if you're doing it, you know, only in a few days. If it's your full-time job and that's what you're used to.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Like my brother-in-law, who we live with now that we live with Sarah's parents, he works third shift full-time, Monday to Friday. Well, I guess it's technically Sunday, so he goes in Sunday night.
Right.
Sunday through Thursday type thing. But I actually feel really bad for him. Because he sleeps during the day, and, you know, we're up, like, we're there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get home from work, and he doesn't go into work for a few hours most of the time.
Right.
So he's still trying to sleep.
No, with the kids and everything.
Yeah, but I mean, we see him when he gets, you know, he gets home, we're trying to get out the door.
Right.
So he'll give us a hand. Getting ready, like, this morning, he was, like, getting the girls their jackets and stuff.
That's cool, man.
We're all, like, popping our room, and I'm like, I'm just in a towel. Can you please exit?
That exact terminology, too, I bet. Please exit.
Please exit my premises.
Yeah, I'm good.
Stat pronto. Now.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you something that's been going on lately. Kid-wise, started watching new shows, actually. Checking out the all the Disney Channel stuff and Nick stuff that's on Netflix right now. We talked last time around about Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
It was awesome. I hate it.
Been hitting that up a little bit. Yeah, can't stand it.
Yo-ho.
What else?
Let's go.
There's one season of a show called Color Creations. And it's actually like each episode is a collection.
Okay.
It's almost like, you remember Kablam?
Mm-hmm.
How it had different, like, mini-shows all in one block, right? And it's always the same shows each time. So it starts off with a segment called Black and White. And it's just some music playing and a black and white figure moves across the screen. It could be an airplane, it could be a horse. All right. Speaking of horse, the next one after that is Rainbow Horse. And a special horse. It's actually not a horse. It's a unicorn. Get that.
They're awesome.
And I'm assuming it's a she, because it's mostly colored pink, but I'd hate to be sexist. And Rainbow Horse flies around to all the colorless places in the world.
And colors them?
Because apparently colorless places still exist. It's a good thing to teach our children.
It's like Pleasantville.
Right. Right. And gives them color. Brings them excitement. I'll tell you the one I most enjoy, though. I think his name is Captain Steve.
On this show?
I don't know. Yes, it's on the show. And it's a segment where this gentleman, I think it's Steve or Dave or Joe, something basic like that, right? Not any of this ridiculous, you know.
Right.
Devin or something like that. none of those ridiculous boy names.
Like Tuffy.
Right. I want to see that kid's passport. Anyway. It's him. He's, I'd say, 30-something, right? And he's surrounded by kids, say, between the ages of 5 and 10.
Right.
And he makes balloon animals. He just sits there. But the audio is on in the room, so you can hear him, like, talking every once in a while to the kids.
Right.
You know, and the kids start yelling at him.
Make me a bicycle clown!
Because they get bored, because he makes really cool stuff out of balloons, but it just takes so damn long.
Yeah.
And the music that plays over top of it is just like an elevator, basic elevator music, like. The entire time.
Do you ever wonder who came up with the idea of, you know what, it might be a good thing if I start making balloon animals?
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell did that come from? Just a random thought, but. You know that. Doctors say that no screen time before 2 years old, Ben.
Really?
Children should not be watching TV before they're two.
What?
I mean, your phone is okay.
Right. Obviously. Yeah. I'll give her the touchscreen leapfrog thing. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's pediatrician recommended.
Yeah. Which it's gonna be. It's harmful for their eyes. No, it's not. Zip it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what shows she forces me to watch. Just in Time, which is weird. Jake and the Neverland Pirates, obviously.
All done?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Would you like dessert?
No. I would not.
It's up to you, ma'am. You.
No, I'm going to go home and sleep.
Just pass out and then.
Thank you.
I'm good for right now.
Okay.
I'll think about it, though. I'm tempted. Say what else is she dragging you into?
Sophia the First, which I drives me insane.
I saw some toys the other day that I was immediately drawn to, and then I saw the tag on them that says Doc McStuffins on it.
There is no silence. There is only Doc McStuffins.
What?
Ask Ron Swanson about Doc McStuffins.
In space, nobody can hear you scream except Doc McStuffins.
Parks and Rec.
Right.
You've seen it.
Occasionally.
You know Nick Offerman's character, Ron Swanson.
I'm generally familiar.
Who's one of the greatest characters on TV, period. And there's a clip where he's talking about the show Doc McStuffins. He's like, I love my children. You know what I also miss? Is silence. And sleep. And he says, he's like, there is no silence. There is only Doc McStuffins. I will show you there's a meme with just that. And I wrote, you remember my cartoon post that I wrote?
Mm-hmm.
Months ago?
Right.
Let me see. I've written so many posts since I put that up, but where is Nick Brown's stuff? I don't know.
Nick Brown's stuff. You can't even find your own stuff
on
your own phone.
I don't know how Pinterest works.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know how Pinterest works, bro. I'm not even gonna try. But yeah. So, are you asking me to explain what Doc McStuffins is?
Yeah, because there was a dinosaur.
Yep.
Type thing. And there was a hippo.
She is a girl.
Okay.
But basically, when she goes in like her little play house in her yard, she can then talk to her toys, like her stuffed animals and that and that stuff. And she fixes them. They have, you know, something stops working, so she fixes them. Hence, she's a toy doctor.
Okay. All right.
Is the theory. The premise of the program, as it were.
Right.
But yeah.
Were, so it's not a show anymore? Or is?
No, it is, yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it's
just verifying your English language skills.
I don't have any.
Yeah.
I don't
this is
write.
Great because we're right. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I got to, I had to, for work, I was writing these, buying guides for blenders and juicers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got the assignment last week. I was like, I hope you want to do this. And I just responded like, I'm juiced. And I printed out a picture of Mark McGuire holding a bat in one hand and a syringe in the other, and it says got juice.
I was going
to
say.
I was like, can I just use this? Obviously, I can't because I have to write words for it. But I was like, can this just be right. The image? Like, mm-hmm. Someone's looking for a juicer and they just find this.
Nice. That should be like the header for the entire list of juicers that you can go through on the website. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll also be doing one for orthopedic shoes.
Okay.
And so my first thought
is... I actually love orthopedic shoes. I do. I actually had a pair for a while.
I'm just staring at him in silence and disbelief.
Right. Not just for
when did you become a 65-year-old woman? Is
okay. I became a 65-year-old woman when? First, I got my first period. Anyway, I was 15, and my mother, God bless her soul, was overly concerned with the fact that I had been wearing Converse for too long, which have no arch support.
Okay.
Very concerned that I was losing my arches. Besides, that was the time as well that I discovered that I could crack my knuckles of my toes by just flexing my foot in a particular way. Yeah. I do it all the time. Yeah, it's whatever. So she was concerned about that too. She was like, oh my God, is that an arthritis thing? Maybe he's got an arthritis. Maybe he's got the itis, right? So she takes me to an orthopedist, right? Who checks out my foot, and first thing, her first question was about the toe cracking. Right.
I do that all the time because I'm normal.
Right. To which the doctor responds with taking his foot out of his own shoe and doing it 6 or 7 times and saying, no, it's totally cool. There. Oh, cool.
All right, there you are.
You don't want to know the things we're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. So weird. You can find it on the internet later. Yeah.
Yes, you did hear him say that when he became a 65-year-old woman. That is what was said.
I was a 65-year-old woman at one point. Yep.
That's cool.
Hey, you know, you gotta live a little.
The weird ones always come out at night.
Right?
That's the joy of working
third. Yeah, there you go. So he was taking a look at my arches, right?
Right.
I slide them across the face because I'm a 65-year-old woman, and I don't get treated that way. So he's checking out my feet, checking out what was going on. Didn't find any kind of arthritis problems or anything, but he did seem concerned. He was like, you're at a growing point. You know, you want to make sure you have that support under there because that can also lead to back problems and hip problems. And you don't want to have to get hip surgery when you're in your 30s.
No,
and I'm like, no.
Why would you?
No, I don't want to do that.
So then you had to wear...
So he took molds of my feet and made special inserts for my shoes.
Okay.
That were specifically made for me. And I wore those for about 6 years.
Interesting.
It was pretty great.
What I was going to say, my first thought was of... That scene, I'm pretty sure it's the opening scene of Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Or one of the opening scenes, when he's sitting on the bench.
Right.
And the nurse is sitting there, and he points at her orthopedic shoes.
Mm.
Those must be comfortable shoes.
Yep.
That is what, like, pops in my head. But
they were very comfortable.
They were, huh?
Yeah. You got 5 minutes, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
5 minutes till I fall asleep on this here table.
5 minutes of more... Poor quality podcasting.
Yeah. We used to have a rhythm.
Which is great because it's funny how it works out because... So last week was a great show.
Yeah.
It was a great show. but I had the mic on the wrong setting, so you're a little quiet.
I'm always quiet.
Right. No. But then there's times like these where the mic, it's going great. But we got nothing.
What we need to do is prep through the week.
We tried that for a while.
And we did well.
Yeah, it was going all right.
And then we took naps. I don't know.
Naps.
Speaking of naps, you can follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
At PBDadcast. You can follow us on Instagram at PBDadcast.
PBDadcast. Okay.
You can follow us on Facebook.
PoppinBottlesDadcast.
Dot
thing.
Facebook.com/PoppinBottlesDadcast.
There you go.
You can follow me on Twitter at Brownie_22.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Dad on Mike.
And that's all our particulars.
Our pertinence.
You can check us out on the interwebs at PoppinBottlesDadcast.com.
I have to look this up. So I don't often see commercials, but when I go on YouTube, you know, they pop up before
right.
video, right?
Right. Right.
So there's the State Farm one. I think it's State Farm with the pig.
Oh yeah.
Or is that progressive maybe?
In my particulars.
He says pertinence.
My pertinence. Yeah.
This is it's got all my pertinence on it. I had never heard that word before. The pig from the commercials is teaching me things. What did you just do?
I cracked my knuckle and it hurt my finger.
That sucks.
My big
Are we just gonna talk like this the entire time through the rest of the podcast?
Can we do that next
Can
week?
Can we?
Just talk like that. We're gonna forget. We talk like that just sitting there with Bogle and he's
all
just like...
All next week.
Who do you
say? Jeff. Seriously. Who does your nails? Tell me.
You sound like the one neighbor from, what show is it? From the Cleveland Show.
I've never seen the Cleveland Show.
Well, you know it's a spinoff of Family Guy.
I know it's a spinoff of Family
Guy.
Yeah,
you sound like his one friend on that. I don't know his name because I didn't watch the Cleveland Show that much, but.
So basically you're making a reference that even you yourself don't understand.
I can picture him, I just don't know
this is the kind of day we're having.
Well, this is what happens when we do a show and I'm on 3 hours of sleep
right.
And it's 11 o'clock at night.
And I'm hungry. Yeah.
And we're not doing it in the comfort of the basement. That sounds weird.
I don't even want to...
Recording.
Dark places. Anyway.
We're just gonna...
Alright, I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah. Forever?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry. Cool. No. I'm not that desperate.
That'll do it until next week. Check PopMozDadcast.com. This week we'll have another installment of our blog spot. I'm not going to tell you who because even we don't know. Because
I can't remember.
That's why. You were just to tell the people.
But yeah, we'll be up there. Also, coming up this week, new dad on the mic. Possibly with my wife. I don't know.
Nice.
But
mom,
I mean...
Mom and dad on the mic.
Right.
Mom and dad. Until next week, and the internets. So long.
Take it easy.